So the first part of the baptism is to consecrate the water, and the second is to prepare the water and the babe for the baptism, and then to baptize the baby, and then to confirm him with the Holy Spirit at the sacrament of Mairun. So just first is to consecrate the water. In the name of the Father,
the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Make us worthy to pray, thanks to our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. But deliver us from the evil one. In Christ, have all our time, the kingdom, the power, the glory.
Et pia crucem Christus ite
in posse
et omnem mortis
anche mamadun dot fumerin verbit non ikonna et vino tu vedo men shos avan odven sin ve soje afres kmazin ingon afirma internet ala fer ev shontin am kias veron ti tu tenan den shariata ayunu tayan to manentim ero popot farenon En poi ego sto a voi in nego tirom tepen onch en erin i diven in japi panto kratur e pshoins pen noti
Ron sending sol stein kiriele
Soma salog de pankratu Father of our Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ We thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spurred us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life. In all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, the wake of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men on the rise of enemies, hidden and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this basin and from this holy place that is yours, but those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon the power of the enemy.
Pointed to the Gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul and Titus. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us, denying ungodliness, the worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no one despise you. Remind them to subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceful, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, giving in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by words of righteous which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Christ our Savior, that having been justified by grace, we should become heirs according to hope of eternal life. The grace of God and the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified for his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who doesn't have the Son, God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does not.
A reading from the Acts of our Fathers, the pure apostles, who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us upon us, be with us all amen. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and overtake the chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. So when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Desire to see the thing which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear, and have not heard them, but as for us, for they see and for they hear, may we be worthy to you to act according to the holy gospels, so that prayer of your sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember us, our mother, have been us to remember. Supplication and prayers which offer upon to you, O Lord, our God, those who have already fallen asleep, upon them, those who are seeking them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand
up.
From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever, amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up on the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator, who created heaven and earth, all things. Of all, we call upon your holy and essential power, the name which is above every name, of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our God, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. We ask you, our Master, for your servant, change him, transform him, sanctify him, and give him power, that through this water and this oil, every adverse power may be brought to naught, every evil spirit be restrained, confounded, and rendered helpless, and all magic and sorcery, all adultery, idolatry, and all witchcraft be brought to naught. Sanctify this water and this oil, that they may for the washing of the new birth. Amen.
Amen.
And to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Garment of incorruption. Amen.
Amen.
Grace of sonship. Amen.
Amen.
A renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. For it was your only begotten Son of our Lord Jesus Christ, who went down into Jordan and purified it, he bore witness, saying, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Again, he commanded his holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Receive us, O Mighty One, and deliver us, O Holy One, Thunder, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, upon this water that throw them, and your Holy Spirit, you may renew the birth of your servants who have presented themselves to you in your divine power. Make them worthy of the forgiveness of their sins and of the garment of incorruption.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostle. Greetings, Lord.
The love of God, the Father, and the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, and the communion gift for the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with you.
Our soul, look up to you, O Lord our God, and you pray to you, O Lord, the Pantocrator, God of our fathers, who have created heaven and earth and all their adornments, who have created the water above them, and who have established the earth upon the water, who gathered the water into one place, who has bound the sea and confined in the depth, and seal them with his name that is full of glory and fear, before whose power all things fear and tremble. You, O our Master, have established the sea, your power. You have broken the beds of the dragon in the waters.
You are seated, stand.
You divided the fountains and the torrents and made a path for the waters. O God, the waters saw you and were afraid, and the depth trembled from the voice of many waters. You looked upon the water of the Red Sea, and through fear of you, you made them to stand and Israel to cross. And by Moses you have baptized them all.
And look towards the east.
You have commanded the hard rock, and it brought water for your people, and the better water you have changed into sweet waters. You also throw Joshua, son of Nun, have turned back the streams of running water of rivers, for you are awesome. Who can stand before your face? And the sacrifice of Elijah out of water you have accepted with fire from heaven. You also, our Master, through your prophet Elijah, have manifested the water that gives birth of life.
And Naaman the Syrian you have cleansed by the water of the Jordan, for you have power over everything and nothing for impossible for you.
The cherubim worship you,
and the seraphim glorify you.
And the Lord, though the powers and king of the heavenly orders, behold, O you, sits on the cherubim, manifest yourself, look upon this water, your creation, give unto it the grace of the Jordan and the power of the comfort of heaven, and upon the descent of your Holy Spirit on it, grant it the blessing of the Jordan. Amen.
Amen.
Give it power that it may become water of life. Amen.
Amen.
Holy water. Amen.
Amen.
Water that purifies from sins. Amen.
Amen.
Water from the washing of the new birth. Amen.
Amen.
And water of a son. Grant unto this water that there remain not it, nor descent into it, with him that shall be baptized during any evil spirit, any unclean spirit, any spirit of the day, any spirit of the midday, and spirit of the evening, spirit of the night, and spirit of the air, and spirit of the deep, or any spirit of the disabolicant spirits which are beneath the earth, but rebuke them with your great power. Let them be crushed before the sign of your cross and your holy name that we entreat, which is full of glory and is awesome to us, those who are against us. That those who shall be baptized therein may take off the old man that is corruptible according to the deceitful lusts, but put on the new man which is renewed once again after the image of his creator, and that the light of the truth may shine within him through the Holy Spirit, and that he may gain the eternal life and the blessed hope, and may stand before you in the tribune of Christ and receive the heavenly crown and the forgiveness of his sins. May this water and this oil be blessed before, because of full of glory and purity, become full of glory and purified in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The thanksgiving of all people and your servants are brought to you, dear children. Glory and honor to your holy name. Receive them upon your holy national altar of heaven as a sweet savor of incense before your greatness in the heavens, through the service of your holy angels and archangels. O Lord, save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them and raise them up forever. Keep them in the upright faith all the days of their life, Set them in the love that surpasses everything, and the peace which surpasses all understanding, through the intercessions and prayers of the holy and full of glory Mother of God, Mary and the holy baptizer John the Baptist, and by myself and fathers, the apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning, may God's worthy to pray to you. Thankfully, our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, and forgive us our trespasses against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine be the power.
Here is all Jesus.
Christus bench hoy. In obion son kyrie.
Here in ipansi.
Om
as the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of Son, the God the Father, who has broken every bond of all sins through his saving, life-giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and holy apostles and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and bind and loose every bond of our iniquity. Now also, we ask and that you, to goodness, all over mankind, for your servants, my Father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, spend some to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, in anger, in deed, in word, from fear, and heartiness, the Master who knows the weakness of men as a good and fruitful, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fears, and us unto your good will. For our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver. Who is of an essence with you now at all times and at all the ages of all Jesus. Amen. One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Spirit, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, blessed be the God, the Father, the Pantocrator. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Amen.
The voice of the Lord upon the waters, the God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters, upon many waters.
Hallelujah.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
Hallelujah. Look to him and be radiant, for your faith shall never be ashamed.
Alleluia.
Come, O Son, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Alleluia. We went through the fire and through the water, yet you have brought us forth to the bread to it. Spacious place.
Alleluia.
Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Alleluia. Hide your face from my son and blot out all my iniquities. Alleluia. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Alleluia. For the Lord has chosen Zion, and he has desired it for his habitation.
Alleluia.
Bless me, O Lord, the repentance. Forgive me, my fathers and my brethren. Pray on my behalf. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages. Amen. Now we have prayed the liturgy of the water, which is the consecration or the blessing of the water. Now the preparation for the baby and his mother. First, we have what we call absolution for the mother, for she hasn't received the Holy Communion since her birth. Another permission to start to come back to the Holy Communion as the regular.
Make us worthy to pray, thankful our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today daily bread, and give us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We pray, Jesus, our Lord, and the kingdom, the power, the glory. O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, Creator of the ages, who commanded his servant Moses in the law, and showed him in the ordinance of the perfection concerning woman, who shall hear. Shall bear children, that they should be made to wait those few days which you have appointed to them. And do not touch any of your holy things, but they keep them apart, that they should be safe. So now also, our Master, we ask and entreat your goodness for your handmaid, who has kept your law and fulfilled your commandments. She desires to enter into your holy place to worship before your temple, desiring partake of your life-giving mysteries. We ask and entreat you, O good one and lover of mankind, bless your handmaid and purify her. Cleanse her from every defilement that is aligned to your purity. May she be worthy of the communion of your holy mistress without falling into condemnation. Likewise also our Master, this little child, who has been born of her, bless him, purify him, and bring him to full age and stature, that he may grow up according to your holy will. Establish him in your orthodox faith and your hope and your love through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, we ask to the Father. Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness over mankind. Remember, O Lord, your servant, the catechumens of your people.
Lord, have mercy
on them, confirmed in the faith in you, all traces of idolatry cast out of their hearts. Your law, your fear, your commandments, your truths, and your holy ordinances. Establish in their heart, create them, that they may know the center, the certainty of the word with which they have been entrusted, instructed at the appointed time. May they be worthy of the washing of the new birth, unto forgiveness of their sins, preparing them to be a temple of your holy.
God, the Pantocrator, the Master Jesus Christ, who bowed the heaven and come down to earth, whose voice smites the rocks more mightily than the sword, before whose face the water were troubled and fled backwards, heal the children who come to be made catchments. Show them the way in which it meet for them to walk, instruct them in the grace of your Holy Spirit, that they may abide in the imperishable gift of your Holy Spirit and grant them the forgiveness of their sins and grant them by your grace that they may be healed from the destroying sin, that they may be made worthy of the holy baptism of the new birth, that they may receive also the washing of the spotless baptism of your Holy Spirit, that they may see with holy vision and to sure understanding, and may give glory to you, O God, for yours is the glory, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, and an ever. Amen.
O Master, Lord, to the Father, O our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O love of mankind, the one only and true God, with your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and the Holy Spirit, to look upon your creation, this oil, and let it be the come, and let be become of the casting out of the demons, the magic, sorcery, and authority, and change it, manifest it, and anoint for the anointing of the catechumen, to make the soul believe in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. I anoint you, Son of Elias, John, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, oil of catechumens for Elijah John, the one only Catholic and Apostolic Church of God. May this oil be bring to note all the souls of the adversary. Amen. Blessed are you.
Let us drink the Lord. Blessed are you, our mortal Lord, the Pantocrator. Blessed is your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom you have drawn all the nations out of darkness to the true and wonderful light, and from error and vanity of idols, of the knowledge of the truth. Let us pray. You have called your servant by your holy and blessed name. Write their names in your book. Count them with your people and those who fear you. Graciously grant them to grow in the faith and forgiveness of sins, preparing them to be a temple of your Holy Spirit, wrought your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Lord, amen. Let us ask God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for your servants have presented their names and entered into the faith by your grace, that you may make him worthy to attain the grace of which he has presented himself, and they may be purified for the sin that is in the world, and may be delivered from the slavery of corruption. For the authority of mercy is with you, O Pantocrator, the Lord our God. Amen. Normally we have this catechism. For the adults who spent 2 or 3 years learning all the facts about the church. And we do it now for the baby. However, we give the responsibility now to the godmother and the godfather to teach them during their life. From now on, you will be the spiritual mother, and you as well. So it'll be responsible to give your faith to him because he is not able to understand right now. This is your responsibility. Buna, please look towards the west. Carry on your left hand and put your hand in the face of Satan. Repeat after Rabuna. Say,
you, Satan, and all your unclean words, and all your angels, weak angels, and all your evil
demons,
and all your power,
and all your abominable service,
and all your evil cunning,
and error,
and all your army,
and all your authority,
and all the rest of your impetus,
and renounce you.
I renounce you.
I renounce you.
Come out, on a clean spirit.
Come out. Come out, on a clean spirit. Look towards the east. Carry on. Right. Repeat after me.
I confess you.
O Christ my God, and all your saving blows,
and
all your living service,
and
all your life giving works. I believe in one God,
the Father, the Pentecostal,
and his only begotten Son,
Jesus Christ our Lord,
and the Holy Spirit. The giver of life, the resurrection of flesh, only holy, you believe for this child, you believe for the child, you believe for the child, you confess three times, okay? Take care. The Father. Of heaven and earth, who brought the knowledge of himself to those who dwell on earth through his only beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has prepared the heaven for them through the calling and has confirmed them in his power, confirmed the profession of this your power dwell in him, that he may turn not back again. Firm his faith, that nothing may separate him from you. Establish him upon the foundation of your apostolic faith, and call him unto your holy light, and make him worthy of this great grace of yours. Strip him of his old condition, and renew his life. Fill him with the power of your Holy Spirit, and to oneness and union with your only begotten Son, that he may be no more son of flesh, but son of the truth, and become wise and faithful servant, through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And now to the second oil. The first one is the
catechumen oil.
The second one is the joyful gladness oil, that he is very glad now to be a member or an organ of the true vine, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be a member of the church as of now. This is what we call hagadilaon, or the oil of the
crafting into the sweet olive tree of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Pentecostal, we call upon your holy and blessed name, so that you search out and chase away and in power, when we ask you our master through your holy saints, search our hearts of your servants who have presented themselves as the washing of your grace. There is being in God of the division with him, disclose it and let it reveal itself and chase it away from the soul and body of your servant who believe on you, in him and renew his life and make him worthy and spotlessness and purity to receive the light and the seal of your Christ and the gift of your Holy and co-ascension Spirit, and that he may receive the garment of light and be clothed with the vestment of salvation and the armor of the faith, which is invisible and inconquerable to you, those who fight against him, against us and him. May he be sheep in your flock and son of your heavenly bridal chamber and heir of your incorruptible and eternal kingdom in Christ, Lord, in Christ Jesus our
Lord. Amen. Let the angel of the light accompany their life to save them from the attacks of the adversary and from the evil assaults and from the demon of midday, and from the arrow that flies by day, and from that which walks in darkness, and from the phantoms of the night. Cast out of their heart every defiled spirit, the weak spirit that troubled their heart, the spirit of error and every evil, the spirit of love of money and of adultery, the spirit of fleshhood and every defilement which works after the teaching of the devil. And make them sheep of the holy flock of your Christ, purified member of the Catholic Apostolic Church, purified vessels, sons of the light and heirs of your kingdom, that they may strive according to the commandments of Christ, then guard the seal unbroken and keep the garment unspotted, and may attain the blessedness of your elect in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. I baptize you, son of Eli, as shown in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. the second sacrament with the Holy Myron. The Holy Myron is the confirmation of the Holy Spirit in the body and the spirit of the receiver. Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And Holy Spirit and God, Amen, and unconditional of the grace of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Unconditional of the pledge of the kingdom of the heavens, Amen. Of the participation of the eternal and immortal life. Amen.
An unction of Christ our God and seal, which shall not be losing.
Amen.
The perfection of the grace of the Holy Spirit and the displayed of the faith and truth. Amen.
Amen.
I anoint you and your throne with the holy oil in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
May you be blessed with the blessing of the heavenly and the blessing of the angel. May the Lord Christ Jesus bless you, and in his name receive the Holy Spirit and be a purified vessel through Christ Jesus our Lord. In heaven.
As we forgive to those who trespass against us, and lead not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ is our Lord, time beginning, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, who alone are eternal, the Father, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who have commanded that his servants be born through the washing of the new birth, you have granted them the forgiveness of their sins and the garment of incorruption and the grace of the sonship. You also now, our Master, send down upon them the grace of your Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Make them partakers in the eternal life and immortality, that as your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, promise that if they are born once again through water and the Spirit, they may be able to enter the kingdom of the heavens. In the name of the power and the grace of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who has crowned his holy apostles and his prophets and his martyrs, who have blessed you with unfading crowns. You also now bless these crowns which we have prepared to set upon your servants who have been reconciled by their Holy Spirit, the Holy Baptism, that they may be to them crowns of glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.
Crown of blessing and glory. Amen.
Amen.
Crown of virtue and righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Crown of wisdom and understanding. And your commandments be it to attain the good things, to the things of kingdom of the heavens, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. God willing, with the Holy Communion. This is the third sacrament that this blessed child
only the ribbon.
Thank you. Welcome, congratulations.
Another side, right? Yeah. Okay, make it.